You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Christ's Redemption by Sandy Wilson. This book is read by Ben Hunter. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This audio production is copyright 2011, published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles. Based on Christ's Redemption, copyright 2011 by the Gospel Coalition, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. When one of my sons graduated from college, it was the tradition at his alma mater to have a baccalaureate service on the night before commencement. Historically, of course, baccalaureate services were established for a minister of the gospel to deliver a sermon. Today, however, unless the institution hosting the baccalaureate service is evangelical, one does not expect a Christian sermon to be preached, and I certainly wasn't expecting such a sermon in this case. As a matter of fact, a Jewish rabbi had been invited to deliver the baccalaureate address, a rabbi I happen to know. He is bright, winsome, and interesting, so I was not surprised to find his address uplifting, practical, and thoughtful. In fact, it is the best I remember. I found that I agreed with everything he said, with no exceptions. As I walked away from that experience, I couldn't help but reflect on the state of much Christian preaching today. It is usually less interesting than the rabbi's preaching, and it often contains nothing with which the rabbi himself would disagree. Many of the sermons preached on TV and radio and in church pulpits are sadly devoid of anything distinctly Christian. They often consist of common sense things which people of goodwill are generally in agreement. We often simply offer the same practical how-to wisdom that others offer, except that we make references to a Bible story or a Bible truth. My friend the rabbi also uses stories and principles from both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and he does it exceedingly well. So what should be distinctive about Christian preaching? Christian preaching is fundamentally about Jesus Christ and what he has done to redeem his people. The gospel proclaims him. The gospel glorifies God the Father by glorifying Christ. If we misunderstand or misinterpret who Christ is and what Christ did, we endanger our eternal salvation. At the heart of the Gospel Coalition's confessional statement, therefore, is our declaration concerning Jesus Christ and his great work of redemption. This is at the heart of what we teach, preach, and counsel. Christ the Eternal Son. We believe that, moved by love and in obedience to his Father, from the beginning, our confessional statement addresses this question: why would Jesus Christ do what he did? What we learn from the Bible is that there is only one explanation. Jesus Christ loves us, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. There is no way to understand Jesus Christ apart from love. Love motivated everything he did. If we cannot receive love, we cannot receive Christ. If we cannot give love, we cannot serve Christ. The grand motive behind all his words and deeds, behind his great sacrifice for us, is his undeserved, unmerited, unmitigated love for us. What makes this love all the more amazing is that before Jesus Christ came to earth, he existed as the second person of the Godhead, the eternal Son of God. John says in John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John also calls him the one and only Son. See John chapter 1, verse 14. He was before all worlds, God of God, light of light. See Nicene Creed. From all eternity, he was perfectly happy, co-equal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. He was not in need of friends, for he had intimate, infinitely satisfying communion with his Father, and thus enjoyed all the pleasures of eternal bliss. The love that moved him to leave his blessed environment and to come to this earth is a love he shares with his Father from all eternity for us. Jesus said that he came to do his Father's will, and his Father's will is that his people should be saved. The Son of God shares completely in that loving intention, a love so pure, so powerful, and so gracious